Blog Talk Radio.
A 1-2, a 1-2. First off, if you and I were together, you'd have to tell me, baby, let up. Your ex left your heart cold like the weather. I warm it up like a sweater, better. Nobody does it. No human being ever captured my full attention like what I see right now when I'm staring at you. You got a style so wild, that's why I'm getting at you. See, hey, you caught my eye when I passed your hood. Like some sneakers in the window, colors seem so good. And I rush it like, damn, I got a hat on. Water blue, 10 and a half, I got a grotto. And none of the others sitting on that shelf fit so perfectly like made for myself. Funny to think about it, like if you was a shoe, then my love would be money and this hook would be true. I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. And you match my demeanor, cleaner like Air Force, Chuck Taylor, or Adidas. Classic, all white, call it fashion. I got to have it, show you I'm passionate. Laughing when these other so-called dimes try to get my attention. ADDOI, I'm not interested. Picture you, you getting naked. You're the only chick that I wanna be sexing. Invested in the crib with a view, so you can see the world while I'm digging in you. Funny to think about it, like if you was a shoe, then my love would be money and this hook would be true. I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. I want two, 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 I want two. I want to, I want to. I said I only wanna give it to you, girl. I said I only wanna give it to you, girl.
Yo, 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 yo. What it do? It's your boy, Hollywood. And this is Hollywood and Friends. I'm waiting for Miss Judy right now. She should be popping up. Oh, there you go.
Funny, funny.
Hey, girl.
Funny.
I ain't see you over there.
You funny. Yo, you even know y'all be playing a lot of fucking games.
I just wanted to see
what's
what you were
going
to say,
what's
but what up, though? How you feeling on this Sunday?
Ah, aggravated, annoyed.
Yikes.
Stress. I'm just playing. Let me stop.
But Noah's not with us, and I'm not
what's
joking about that either.
What's
He's
up,
He's legit not here today.
Of course he's not.
But of course. So he had I think he's doing like the whole training to be a dad thing or something. Nah, I'm just joking. But he's kid sitting right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you do this weekend?
Really I haven't been doing much, because I have a couple of goals that I'm trying to meet, so I'm not really trying to be out there like that. I'm just trying to pop out like, damn, with the goals, you know what I'm saying? So, I did do a ball last night.
Okay.
If that counts for anything.
It does, it does.
Okay,
and
well, that's what I did.
I'm not
I actually went to
say.
Two
but yeah,
bars
it counts.
Last night. Huh?
She was bar hopping. That's what the kids are calling it these days. Bar hopping.
The what? Bar.
You were bar hopping.
These days. We've been bar hopping since she was in diapers, baby. Okay.
That's what's up, though. So you was it was like a late Cinco de Mayo.
I wanted to actually do Cinco de Mayo, but it didn't work out like that for me, and it was like raining, and you know.
Yeah, that rain kind of blew mine too.
Yeah, blew mine. Hey, look, I got a free car wash. All that pollen was got off my car, so I was happy about that. You always got to look at the good.
Right.
So.
Well, I ain't really do much this weekend. I ain't really do much.
What? Not you? You wasn't at no celebrity shindig?
Shut up. Nah, what I did do, I was watching this show on Netflix, though, Dear White People. Did you see it yet?
How was that? No.
It's good. It's better than the movie, if you remember the movie.
No, I don't.
But it's worth seeing. And I want to elaborate a little more on that. But in a second, I want to first tell the people what we're gonna be talking about today, though. Like,
okay.
This rapper, he's claiming that Nicki Minaj was his getaway driver. During a robbery.
Oh yeah.
Like before she got on, but
yeah,
it's kind of like, do you really? Is it still cool to bring that up now? I don't care how many years it's been, but. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about the Flint incidents. Remember that Flint water crisis that was going on with like the dirty water in Michigan, and people were getting like rashes and getting sick and all that.
Right.
Behind it. So we're gonna talk about how over 8,000 Flint residents are being threatened with foreclosure.
Wow.
For not paying their water bills.
Wait. You could be threatened with foreclosure for not paying your water bill. Doesn't that have to do with like the utility company, not the bank? And why
must
would
be,
they
maybe
foreclose?
It's different.
They have a reason not to pay though.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
We're talking about that. We're also talking about Trayvon Martin. You know, he was the kid who was murdered by George Zimmerman. He's going to be awarded a posthumous degree from Florida Memorial University.
Wow.
We're going to talk about that.
Amazing.
Katy Perry apparently, allegedly, uses the N-word on a regular basis.
What?
According to a producer that knows her.
Wow.
Closely.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I could believe it though. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about Miley Cyrus and hip hop, and Chris Brown finally being served with the papers from Karrueche. The restraining order.
Is he still
that she put out against him?
Well, we'll talk about that.
Now not anymore. Yeah. But let's kick it off with the question of the day, like we do every week. This week's question of the day is, what is something all of your exes would say about you? You guys can call 646-716-8544 or press 1 if you happen to be on the line already, and let us know regarding any topic we're talking about today.
Let's start with you.
So, me.
Yes, because we always start
I would
with
say that I don't want a relationship.
Fucking jerk.
That's what they always say.
Jerk.
What about you?
Well, they would say two things. They would say, one, I'm definitely crazy. That's what they would say. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying allegedly.
Allegedly.
And that I'm very affectionate.
Okay. So,
but definitely crazy.
How about my
Black Snake Moan?
You what?
I'm a Black Snake Moan.
Black Snake
Moan. You ever saw that movie?
Yeah, I
did.
With Samuel and the thin white girl, and he had like tied up or some shit, right?
Yeah, the horny joint.
Wow. Yo, how about my laptop? Just straight shut down on me, though.
Oh, no.
Like, what the fuck?
How about
some
I was going to make a phone call and my phone was shut down because I forgot to switch the cards over. I had replaced my card and I switch it over, so whatever.
Damn.
But yeah,
man. So while I delay, while I restart this laptop, I don't know what's going on, but let's talk about dead white people.
Yeah.
Let's talk about dead white people. So I'm not going to reveal too much for the people who did not see the show yet, but it's pretty much based from the movie. And what made me want to talk about it today is it kind of made me think about Jesse Williams.
Okay.
And his wife and his new situation. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Jesse Williams, you know, he's the guy from Grey's Anatomy. He's the guy who's most... And I don't want to say most famous, but the people who don't follow him or are unfamiliar with him are definitely more familiar with that epic speech he gave during the BET Awards. You remember?
Yes, I remember.
Epic long speech about black, all black everything, and just like uplifting black women and supporting and et cetera, and all of the things we got to do as a people. He's like one of those advocates that be out there heavy when the injustices happen amongst us. He's with this woman since his college teaching days before he blew up. A black woman. She's like what you would call like she's like super black. Not literally, but like she's like the natural hair and all that. Anyway.
Afrocentric. Nigga says super black. Afrocentric.
Listen, so like a year or so ago, apparently they actually it was just announced recently that they were separating. That's not even the biggest news of it all. The biggest news is the girl who he's allegedly with now
is white.
Not black at all. Is white.
Oh, shit.
So, my question, and I just wrote this on Facebook, too. I got to pull up my Facebook to see what people are saying. But I posed this question, like, can you be gung-ho, like, pro-black and, like, still date outside of your race? What was that, like, hypocrisy? Is that? What you think?
I think that it's been going on for years. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. It's been going on for years.
Right.
I mean, it happens. You can't help who you fall in love with. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like
so,
the heart wants what it wants type thing.
Right. You could be pro-black and you just still can't help it. So it is possible.
So it ties into dear white people. Because one of the main characters in Dead White People is a female who's she's half black, half white, just like Jesse, and she is pro black everything. She's like rallying all over the place, all over the college, but she's dating a white guy in the show. So it made me think of the Jesse Williams situation.
Right.
But I was just wondering, like, is that like hypocritical, like? I'm curious.
It is.
I
want to
see what
actually,
these people think. Right.
It is hypocritical, but like I said, can't help who you fall in love with. So.
Right. All right. So, my laptop is almost up.
Well, damn! What the hell you got? 1998 Dell.
Right. The black version. So, now my laptop is, wow, I need a new battery for it. This shit, it gets overheated like super quick and then just shuts down.
And what is that? Apple? Yeah.
Right, right. A spoiled Apple.
I trash.
So I can't read any messages or anything right now until I pull this up. But let's talk about Trayvon Martin. Let's move on.
Okay.
So he will be awarded with, like I mentioned earlier, a posthumous degree from Florida Memorial University. And he wanted to be like a pilot, and he had dreams of becoming a pilot. There's even pictures of him online, like, I don't know if it was like an aviation school or class or something, a program that he was in, but you've seen the images that you could tell this was something he wanted to do. So it's super dope that he will now, post-death, receive a bachelor's in aeronautical science.
That's dope.
Super dope, right? Yeah, so his parents, Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, will accept his degree during the school's commencement ceremony on May 13th. That's just in a few days. What you think?
I think that's so dope. But it's crazy because he's honored with this degree, but his life was taken in such short notice. Mm-hmm. And just disgusting. Like, you know, it's just so sad.
Right. And where's the killer? And where's the killer now?
Who knows what he could have been? Like, you know?
Right.
Crazy.
So wait, hold on. I'm laughing because I'm reading the messages now that my laptop is back up. But I'm gonna finish this story first. So Ruben Rifkin, he's the special projects coordinator at FMU, and he says that this is a testament to those who try to keep us from getting to college and we graduate anyways. He says his legacy, meaning Trayvon, will forever live on, not just through degrees, but for the endless fight to end open season on minority males.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow, I didn't even hear that. This is my first time hearing of it.
I know it got to be bittersweet, though, for the family, right? Like,
that's
his parents,
I'm
like, when they
exactly
up there to accept this award, like.
It's a bittersweet moment, and this man is just out here living his life, doing what he want to do. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. It is. So, someone said regarding the Jesse Williams and Minka Kelly that we just talked about, that Minka is allegedly an industry dot.
Oh.
How Jesse's followers are going in on him. And they're saying that she may actually be biracial as well.
Oh, okay. Well, even if she wasn't.
No,
His wife is biracial. Oh, the wife, not Minka. Oh, okay. I read that wrong. So back to what I was saying originally, because she's not biracial at all. So yeah, that's funny though that she's an alleged industry doc.
Wow.
Hilarious.
I don't even know who that is. I would like to see who she is.
I'm gonna show you her picture.
Cause he is.
But let's move on. In the meantime, in between time, I wonder if this will take away from him as who he is. Like, who the women, the black women who were swooning over him, are they still going to swoon?
As long as you get on and be your ass for a white girl, I ain't paid to
right.
Get
there. Right. Let's move on to Flint, Michigan, where more than 8,000 residents have been threatened with foreclosure over unpaid water bills. Unpaid poisonous water bills.
At that.
Is this fair?
No, it's not fair. Would you want to pay for something that you're not getting good, that's not good quality, or something that could kill you, make you sick? Why should
absolutely
I have to pay for that?
Absolutely not.
I think they could beat that in court.
Yep.
Why should we have to pay for something that's going to make us sick? Because you're losing money? That's pretty unfair.
Exactly. So they received notices from the city threatening to impose tax liens for 6 months worth of unpaid water bills. They have a deadline of May 19th to get those bills paid, or they will be taking a foreclosure risk.
How many people?
Over 8,000. And some residents owe nearly 1,000 each. It's been like
that's
6 months.
That's it? You're going to take my home away for $1,000 for something that I'm not paying for because it's no good for me?
Right. And they're saying that even though the drinking water is in compliance with federal regulations, local officials have not announced that it's actually safe to drink. So it's like just floating under the levels of contamination, if you will.
Wow. Wicked. That's so wicked.
The mayor actually isn't necessarily agreeing with it. She's trying to fight against it. She said, I understand it's the law, but I don't like it because of the circumstances. We are working to see if any changes or something can be done to help the residents affected by this.
That's
the city,
crazy.
You know, the city is just wanting money at the end of the day.
Right, of course.
That's money that they're losing out on. So if they got to threaten you to pay for that poisonous water,
I think that they should be able to beat that and then sue in return for emotional damage. Is that possible? Stacy? Stacy's
to the legal side of the room.
Hey, Stacy's the go-to.
Crazy. Let's move on to Everybody Hates Chris. Chris Brown, you know, he had this restraining order that Carucci filed for, but you gotta be served with the papers, and he wasn't able to be served since she filed. It's been a couple of months now, I think, and he was at his birthday party recently in Houston. And as he was leaving, you know, it's the flashing lights and everybody asking for autographs and shit, and somebody comes and hands him the paper. He thought it was just another fan until he realized he's been served.
Wow.
He's tight, obviously.
That's
have you ever been served?
Doing it. No. And I would hate to be
like,
the person to serve people.
Right.
That's
like,
a dangerous
job. They gotta be like ninjas, right? Like, you gotta have the inside scoop on where they're gonna be at
where
all times.
Where they're gonna
times,
be,
like,
how to, yup. You gotta.
Do you
gotta
transfer
decide
it from state to state to different people to serve, or do you fly around? Is it?
You
is
know
your, are your
it's
flights?
It's so funny that you say that. One of my friends. One of my friends
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. What the hell is that?
Okay.
Anyway, one of my friends actually asked me to serve some papers to somebody for one of her friends.
Oh, wow.
Because they were out of town. The girl is out of town. I think she was in, like, the military or something. And her husband was in the military, too. And he's actually in New York, and they're actually out of town. And I was like, sure, why not? But I guess they didn't need me, buddy.
I'm doing fast.
What the hell?
I think we're being served.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here laughing. What the fuck? I'm trying to cut this off. Y'all got to taste the Diana Ross.
All right. We got Diana Ross coming through the room and all that.
No, my phone like completely shut down, so I had no idea what y'all were talking about. And then when I came back on, that started bleeding. All right. All right, carry on.
We're back. Nah, it's cool. Yeah, that's just crazy. Do you not have to be, you don't have to be qualified to serve somebody? Like, anybody could just hand somebody papers?
No. Judy? I don't think so. No, I think anybody could serve, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think anybody could serve. I'm not sure, but they definitely asked.
Wow.
Actually, you seen, I don't know what movie was that. What movie was that where the guy used to serve? Was that Dumb and Dumber? No. Pineapple Express.
I haven't seen it.
Pineapple Express. You never saw Pineapple Express? Oh, it's funny. The guy, he used to serve people. And he used to wear all these different types of disguises and serve them. That looked like fun.
Oh. Nah, I never seen it. Let's move on to Katy Perry.
Yeah, let's talk about this bitch.
She kissed a girl and she liked it. So this producer that works with The Weeknd, he basically came out stating that they were all in Paris 1 year, and Katy Perry called him a nigga.
What?
And he said that, he said, "I wish I could have been there when Katy Perry referred to me as a nigga, ironically in Paris." Y'all know she says it regularly, right? With the straight face emoji. And then he went on to say, "Katy Perry is comfortable calling me her nigga. Ali, I wasn't." And he went on to say, "It happened in a club in Paris." He said, shaking my head, "She really thought she had the right. Honestly, my feelings were hurt and I was offended. If y'all don't believe me, ask at such and such. He was right there." He tagged another person who was there at the time. He said, "This was the day before Kanye fashion show. While she was juking my cuz," I don't know what that mean, like dubbing.
While I was what?
Juking, like juke girl,
probably
juke girl, like
him
juking.
Off.
While she was juking,
she
while she was juking
niggas,
my cuz,
she my
started cuddle. Calling us her niggas, and we asked her to stop a few times. She couldn't understand why, and we had to explain to her that it wasn't endearing and it was really offensive. I can see it though. Can't you?
Yeah, definitely.
I can see it. She looked like the type. I can see it. That think just because, oh, I'm around black people all the time, or I collab with black artists, or I love black people, like, oh, you my nigga, what up, my nigga? Nah.
That's a shame. Like, you would think that this day and age that racism and all of that would be out the window, but no, it still exists, and it ain't going nowhere no time soon. And for her to think that just because she's a celebrity and because she hangs around black people that it's all right is not all right, because you're still not black. You're not allowed to say it. Don't you understand that? If you don't have one ounce of black in you, what makes you feel like you could just do this? Like, it's offensive.
Right.
And it hurts people. And if they ask her not to do it, then she should disrespect their feelings. And that's it.
Right.
Nobody's
couldn't understand why.
Right, exactly. You could never understand why. Ever.
Mano is the producer name. Call me Mano. And what's funny is this comes on the heels of that video that she was on live on Instagram, and remember one of her fans commented about missing her black hair.
Yeah.
She got blonde hair now, and she was like, "Oh," she said, "let me guess, you miss Obama too," something like that she said.
What?
So a lot of people was taking that to be like a tasteless joke as well.
Disgusting.
She said, "You miss Obama too, things change."
Wow. Yeah, she probably voted for that prick of a president we have now.
She was campaigning for Hillary, but who knows what she who she checked when she actually went in the booth.
Just because she campaigned for that check, that don't mean that she's for her. That don't mean
right.
she voted for her.
I think she was on record saying that her family was more Trump people, but she's for Hillary, so you never know what she really is for.
Exactly. Exactly.
Disgusting.
Manos said, "What's more amazing is I tweeted that shit back in 2013, and y'all ain't say shit about it until you catch the person red-handed. Who's the bigger fool? No one cared that my feelings were hurt as a person. A famous Caucasian person thought it was okay to say that word to me, to relate with me."
My nigger.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, Manos, that's my nigger.
And she probably got a lot of, like, yes men, black people around her that probably allow her to say it around them. And just so she thought it was cool.
And it's
she
crazy
could do it with
she's
anybody.
Like, real, she's close with a lot of people. She's close with a lot of black celebrities at that. One particular, mm-hmm. Rihanna. Her and Rihanna mm-hmm. seem to have a real close relationship. I wonder how she feels about that.
Yeah. Some people don't care though. Right? Like some people would just like sweep it under the rug. Just
well, that's
like,
some
as
people.
Long as you're
that's
not using
not
it to me like at me like in that way, like some people
yeah,
probably
some
just
people,
let it fly.
Yeah, well some people like getting stomped in the balls. I don't see that don't mean anybody else. Don't want that. Some people like getting kicked in the pussy, but that don't mean that it's right. Like it don't mean that other people gonna want. You know, no, it just doesn't work like that. Okay, it just does not work like that. Just because one lets you fly does not mean that the rest of the world is okay with it. I'm appalled.
Exactly. So. Yeah, like I said, for anybody, if you're listening right now, yo, my laptop, dead just shut down again. What the fuck?
Somebody
y'all find a new battery
that.
This week.
You got money for that? You going to
crazy. This the first time this shit just shut, like, twice, and, like, they usually do it, like, once every, like, 2-3 weeks or something, like.
Yeah, I need to buy me a new laptop. My daughter cracked my screen. She dropped it.
I didn't even know you had a laptop.
Yeah, I do. So I had bought one last year.
Oh, okay.
Like,
crazy.
Well, I had got a nice bundle. I didn't tell you about that bundle I got. I had bought a laptop, a printer. It came with a printer. USB storage and a case.
Oh yeah. Actually, I think I do remember you saying something about it.
Yeah, I remember because you came with me on Black Friday and we were looking for one, didn't find one. So when I went back, we got back home, I ordered it online. You were with me.
Oh yeah.
She don't remember nothing. Who's the weed smoker here? Jeez.
Yo, the way my memory is set up, bruh. Alright, let's
yeah,
move on to Nicki
want,
Minaj.
Right? Let's go.
So this guy, his name is 7-Up. He's a rapper. And before Nicki got signed to Cash Money, she was with this
Seven
group
up.
Called Hood Stars. 7-Up. With the number 7 as the S in the front. So,
is that 7-Up from Coney Island?
He's from Coney Island, yeah.
Wow. How did this move? I just heard about this the other day. That's why I'm like, okay, this story sounds familiar. But I didn't know that it was out there like that.
So yeah, so he actually said that he used to bring her out here too before he got
right.
on and all that. So they were in this group called Hood Stars, yada yada, long story. So he was doing this interview recently with Vlad TV, and the interviewer asked him about an episode where Nikki was allegedly his getaway driver during a robbery. So I'm gonna let y'all listen to exactly what he said, and then we'll chop it up after.
What was this whole thing about you and Nikki being on the run for attempted murder?
Well, we wasn't on a run for attempted murder. We did a robbery. You know what I'm saying? And let me clear it up.
You and Nikki did a robbery.
Yes. Well, I did the robbery. She was the getaway girl. You know what I'm saying?
So tell me about this whole story. Let's start from the beginning.
Well,
what?
One day...
What? How did you convince Nicki Minaj to be your getaway
she
driver?
She was a G, man. She was... She Nicki ain't soft, man. But, you know, I don't want to, like... You know what I'm saying? Like, give it no type of feel where I'm trying to... Because, you know, I got a lot of backlash from the last previous interview that I did. But I'm just being honest. I'm just being real about the situation. I'm telling my story. So it was a episode one night where we was by the Lab. I think that was the name of the club, the Lab in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. I seen something. I seen a mark, and you know what I'm saying. I said, "Yo, listen, man, let me go handle my business." She's like, "Yo, listen, just hurry up." You know what I'm saying? She was with it, so I was like, surprised.
Okay, so hold on. Not everyone's gonna understand the slang that you're talking about.
Okay.
So you seen a dude that you wanted to rob?
Yeah.
Okay, and he had a lot of jewelry on or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I actually knew who he was, yeah.
You knew who he was?
Yes.
Okay, so you were going to go rob this dude, what, just right there on the street?
Yeah. Yeah, right
okay.
there. I mean, this is 2004. No cameras was around. A lot of people wasn't telling at the time. You know what I'm saying? So it was lit.
Okay, so you decided to rob this dude. You had a gun on you?
No gun.
No gun.
No gun. I yapped
him. How were you? What was the plan to rob this guy with no gun?
I mean, it was what it was. I mean, you know, I was like, that's how I was at the time. Like, I was gun or no gun. You know what I'm saying? That's how I gave it up at the time. So I was like, yo, listen, I'm gonna book him real quick. Boom. You just be ready. She said, yo, listen, hurry up. You know what I'm saying? You got 2 minutes. Hurry up. So I hopped out, did what I did. The nigga chased me down, spun off, and she pulled off. All that, you know what I'm saying? Reckless, and you know what I'm saying? We busted down, and that's how that went.
Okay, so you robbed this dude, jumped in Nikki's car.
Yeah.
And she drove off.
Yeah.
The guys, what, chasing the car?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. So, you know, we ran a red light and everything.
All right.
I mean,
did you get a lot in the process?
I mean, it was something light. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That wasn't my first, and it wasn't my last, so...
Okay.
You know.
So, you grab a bunch of jewelry, go in the car, take off, run through the red light, and then y'all just basically get away at that point?
Yeah, we get away.
Son basically just, like, isn't that like telling on yourself
telling
right
on
now?
Yourself.
Like, he said no, there was no cameras back then, nobody was really telling, but I'm going to tell you now that it happened. Like, boy.
Wicked.
And then to throw Nikki under the bus as the getaway driver.
Yeah, and then he was like, she's not soft. Nobody said Nikki was soft. You know why he's saying she's not soft. You know exactly why he's saying she's not soft. Because everybody thinks she's soft now because of the VJ.
Oh,
because
of the... Yeah, yeah.
Right, nobody's saying she's soft. We're just saying we're highly disappointed in you, Nikki. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. We're just disappointed. But, yeah, he basically told on himself. I wonder if there's, a statute of limitations with that. And
exactly.
if the person is hearing this, is it too late for them to come forward and be like, it was me?
Mm-hmm.
And
but he said he knew who the person was, too, so maybe the person knew who he was, unless he had a mask on.
Not only that, does the person feel absolutely pussy for getting robbed without... this dude even having a gun.
Right.
So would that bring
I think
person,
he might have just
like,
yapped
person,
it.
I think he did say that. Didn't he say that? He yapped.
Yeah.
So. But.
And then booked it.
That was less than 2 minutes. That's like 30 seconds. But yeah, he basically told on himself.
Right.
But we
should know. Should Nikki feel away? Should Nikki be like, yo, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But then again, that'll give her a little bit more street credibility, as dumb as it sounds. You know?
Right.
I mean, I hope these little young girls that admire and idolize Nicki Minaj is not out here thinking about becoming a fucking getaway driver now. Because of
right.
this interview.
Like, oh, Nicki
you know?
Did it.
Yeah, because you know how that shit goes.
Right. He said that was like early 2000s, like. Crazy. I mean, I guess it's no different than like the Jay-Z's and who pretty
did
much
right.
glorify in the sense being drug dealers
right.
back when. So I guess it ain't. I don't know. But selling drugs is different than robbery, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just as bad at the end of the day. You go to jail for both. You do time for both. So, you know. Wow, though. He really told. What made that come out, though? What made him say that out of all these years?
Because Nikki is Nikki right now.
Yeah, but
and it's
why
like,
now? Why say this now? You could have said this before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything from her past is coming up, right? It's just
right.
floating to the top of the river. I don't know, but he's not doing it in a bad way. He's not doing it to, like, ruin her career or anything like that. I guess it's just something that
right.
he's proud of, I guess, you know?
And that's what he pretty
right
much said, too. He said he's just telling his story. Like, he,
right.
he's like, he not... I'm basically trying to do this and throw him
but
the bus. He's just telling
her,
his story or whatever.
He could have kept it a secret that it was her. He could have said a celebrity. But I guess we wouldn't be talking about it right now if he didn't say it was Nikki, right?
Right. Pretty much.
So.
He probably wouldn't even be doing the interview.
If it wasn't. Right.
At all.
Exactly. Well. Moving along, let's move along. I don't want to waste time on this.
Moving right along. Let's play a song.
Okay.
Let's do So Fly. Said it, man. So Fly.
So Fly, yes.
Let's do So Fly. When we come back, we're going to chop it up about Miley Cyrus and how she currently feels about hip-hop. She pretty much says she can't listen to it. No. But Miley Cyrus and the House passed the Obamacare replacement bill. We're going to chop it up about that, and then we're going to get into what blows mine a little later. This is Hollywood and Friends. This is Hampton Blue Radio. Be right back.
Then you move to the right. Get your girls on the line, cause it's going down tonight. Hey, tell them bring a bottle or a blunt to get you high. See, you take pride in how you look. Tell me how you get so fly.
You look so good, you look so fly. Tell me how you do it alright. You look so good and you look so fly. Baby girl, spin around for me one time. You look so good, so fly. Tell me how you do it alright. You look so good and you look so fly. Baby girl, spin around for me one time.
Can't do wrong. When you walk into the spot, this your theme song. And the other girls hating cause you so on. But you don't give a hit them with that knee alone.
Brown sugar, that's
brown sugar.
I get high off of you, don't know how to behave. And why would I anyway? It's all eyes on you, baby.
When you walk by, you got every eye on you from the whole spot. Every nigga grabbing your arm the whole time. But you ain't really trying to entertain the offers. Yeah, you just wanna dance with your girls. Standing in your section with your faux fur. Got your drinks up, feeling ghetto fabulous. From the hood, but you got a good fashion sense. Damn, baby.
You looking so good.
Yeah.
You looking so fly.
IamHollywood.com. Never miss the mixtape and his own Mevin $3.99. So at the top of the show, I spoke about the Jesse Williams and Dear White People situation, and I told you how I posed the question on can someone be gung ho pro black and still date another race? And a lot of people commenting on my status. One person said, "Yep, my milk of magnesia." A few people are saying no. Most of the people are saying no. Then I got another one said, "I guess so. I couldn't do it though." Another
right.
person said, "Yes, why not? We have no problem respecting other races as they respect ours." Another person and made a good point. She said, "This is a good question. I know a few black men who say they love black women, black people, and they are super pro-black for everything, but they shacked up with white women. Side-eye. This is tough because I would love nothing more than to be with a man of color. However, I wonder if I'll get to the point where I'll be with a man of another race simply because of the frustrations of waiting for men of color to act right, quote-unquote. And this isn't to say that all white men act right either, but for me personally, IDK, how I would possibly and truly be able as a black woman to share my experiences with a white man. I just don't know." And I got three people that said yes to the fact. It is interesting, I mean, to see that a lot of people are even saying, yeah. I mean, I get it.
I mean, you could be pro-black, but like I said, the heart wants what the heart wants. And there's women out there that, you know, they'll be pro-black too, like Sandra, whatever her name is. What's her name? The lady who want to be black. What's her name? Nicole? Sandra? What's her name? Nicole? What is her name?
Damn, I'm drawing a blank.
Let's just call her Jones. Miss Jones. Miss Smith. It could be
Rachel,
black.
Rachel.
Rachel. Rachel. Blah, blah, blah. Right. Zim. What's up? Let me stop disrespecting this lady name. Put some respect on her name. But, you know, there's white people that's pro-black, too. So, at the end of the day, I mean, does that matter? Is it? It's not ever going to be equal, but think about that. Does it matter? If she's pro-black as well? If she's a white Afrocentric woman, would it matter?
Nah, her story, her situation is all the way different. Her situation is next.
Oh,
this is another category. Yeah.
Right, too. So,
yeah. I don't know. We should pose that as an actual question of the day 1 week.
What?
Get a more broader take from people.
If a pro-black person, if a pro-black male or woman, would you say?
You said what?
If a pro-black person fell in
can
love
someone
with a
be pro-black
black? White person.
And see the comment that I just sent you message-wise. A woman wrote to Jesse Williams on his page just to give you a taste of what a lot of black women are saying to him at the moment. I'm surprised he hasn't cut off his comment.
I'm trying to find what the hell can I find this clip of Miley Cyrus. Oh,
now, what happened
with
this girl now?
So, she did a interview and basically was saying that she can't... They asked her... like, I guess how she feel about, like, hip-hop music or whatever.
Right.
She mentioned something like... She mentioned how she loved the Kendrick Lamar song "Humble," like "Show Me Something Natural," with a, like an ass with some stretch marks. You know that line.
Mm-hmm.
She
right.
said I love that because it's not "Come sit on my dick, suck my cock." She said I can't listen to that anymore. That's what pushed me out of the hip hop scene a little. It was
not
too much.
Miley.
Right. She said it was
not
too much Lamborghini. Got my Rolex. Got my girl on my cock. I'm so not that. She says.
Not the girl who couldn't keep her tongue in her mouth, hanging out with, but who was she hanging out with? 3 6
Mike
Mafia?
Will made it. All of them.
Everybody. Not Miley.
Right. So some people were offended. They were saying that Miley Cyrus wore hip-hop culture like a costume.
Facts.
And a lot of people was feeling a way about her even when she was doing all that that stuff then. And it's kind of like she used hip-hop because it benefited her at the moment, but now it's no longer beneficial to her, so she's just going to throw it
away
to the side.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's how they give it up in Hollywood.
Right. So Miley is kind of trying to defend what the article printed. She said, when articles are read, it isn't always considered that for hours I've spent, I've spoken with with the journalists about my life, where my heart is, my perspective at that time, and the next step in my career. Unfortunately, only a portion of that interview makes it to print, and a lot of time publications like to focus on the most sensationalized part of the conversation. So to be clear, I respect all artists who speak their truth and appreciate all genres of music, country, pop, alternative, etc. But this particular interview, I was asked about rap. Yeah, so one person said Miley Cyrus says she won't listen to hip hop because it's misogynistic and she's gone country again.
Yeah.
Translation,
yeah.
Peace out, black culture.
Exactly.
Another
she
person
used,
said back to Miley Cyrus.
She used it up. She used it up and now she's done. She
sucked
over
it all
with.
Up till it dried out.
Fucked it up with that tongue. That's why I was always dirty. Suck it up. Suck it up, peanut. Suck it up. Suck it up, peanut.
Yo, I know people probably be listening like, what the fuck are they talking about?
What are you talking about, right?
Inside. So another person said back to Miley Cyrus for a second there. For a second, there was about 3 to 5 year period of her trying to build up street cred by jacking hip hop style. I guess she got enough of it, I guess. Well, what I was saying is, I feel like why do people even really care about her opinion on hip hop at the end of the day?
It's not that what they care. They probably like, yo, where the fuck is Miley? I know Nicki Minaj scared her away from hip hop. But she said Miley was good.
Was good.
So she scared her away.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was what scared her away.
She got out
of
hand.
She trying to front and say it was niggas saying come stuck with this.
She got out of hand and Nicki put her back in her place. Come on now. She went back to Hannah. She said, uh-oh. Gotta go back to Hannah Montana. Crazy-ass girl. It is what it is.
So, let's move on. Last but not least, we're going to chop it up for what blows my mind about the Senate, how they passed by just like a few votes, like literally by like the skin of their teeth, they were able to pass this Obamacare repeal.
Okay.
So of course Trump and his basket of deplorables is a victory for them in a sense, but it's not. I think they're cheering too soon because it just passed the first step of the process. It got to get passed by the House now. And there's a lot of Republicans that are still not on board. So
right.
I think, I don't know. I feel like it's not gonna. And I feel like they just celebrating a little too soon. Like they got it by like three votes or something, like a 3-vote difference. That shit ain't no victory.
Well.
But. I don't know. A lot of people feeling like it's not going to be a better deal than what the Obamacare was. Like a lot of people are going to be paying higher premiums and all of that. Or people with like pre-existing conditions are going to lose their health care and stuff like that. So
that
a lot of people are not feeling it.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that.
Did you guys hear me earlier about Jesse Williams?
What was it?
I was sharing a comment one of his followers, a black woman, left on the street, just to give you an example. of what people were saying about him. Oh, but just wanted to see if you saw it.
No, I didn't. I didn't see it because my laptop is down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't worry about it. Maybe the next match show y'all can do it. Pretty much. All right.
I see it. Let's get into what blows minds real quick. Is the part of the show where we say we get under our skin, work our nerves, and all that good stuff.
And all that good shit.
Get that theme music popping all. Again, works on nerves. We're happy saying, bruh. Really? 646-716-8544. Or press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. Let's go with you.
All right. What blows mine? When people are only nice to you because they want something. And then you know what, you like, all right, you know deep down, like, I wonder what this person wants. And they don't come right out with it, they just wait to tell you what they want. And then it just kind of disappoints you because it's like you really think that this person is really, you know, being generous, being kind, being, you know, uplifting for good reasons when they're only doing it for themselves. That shit blows my mind. What blows mine is when people call you only because they're walking somewhere or they're driving somewhere or they're on a train. So they want to use you because nobody else want to pick up the phone for their raggedy asses. So they want to call you. Like, what do I owe this pleasure? Oh, you must be bored. That shit blows mine.
Yo, that kind of remind me of what I said before about people who call me like, when they're like on the way somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like for the people, like never any other time, just like when you're on the way somewhere. Like, get off of my phone.
Right. You know what,
now, you know what
blows
mine.
When people go somewhere and you be like, yo, what's up? Why you ain't tell me about this? Oh, nah, it was last minute.
It's damn well.
You planned this shit out for 2 months. Nah, it was last minute.
Already. This is last year.
last minute.
That's the go-to. Yo, you know what blows my mind, though?
What?
Females who automatically assume that a guy is obligated to, like, pay for them.
Right.
Like,
that's what I do, shit. Because when I go out with you and BK Nate, y'all motherfuckers better pay for me.
Like, it's like, this is for the woman who it's not a date at all.
Right, right.
Like, we just happen to be out and at a store or something. And who said that I'm supposed to pay for your shit, though? Like,
Now, that's out of line. Nah, you need to go to jail for that, because that's kind of out
like,
of line.
Just,
like, just because we
just
in a store don't
to the
mean
side.
Right.
You just stand to the side of the register, like, looking like, nigga, get...
No, that's out of line. That's totally out of line.
Like,
I
want to
know who the fuck did that.
Like,
yeah, I want to know who did that. so she could get slapped. What was that?
Yo. Yeah. It'd be just my luck that the person is listening.
Who did that? I want to know. And then she gonna call you and be like, oh, you said this. I know you was talking about me. Shut it up.
Shut it up, Peanut. Call your father. I don't got it. I don't got it. I told you. I don't
Shut
got
it up.
Nah, yeah, that blows my like, and it's like, if I say something, like, it would look like I'm being a jerk almost, right?
Right. You know what blows my mind? When people kick you out their crib, like, you want to be there anyway. Like, bitch, I've been kicked out of bed.
Yeah, nigga said I've been kicked out of better.
I was waiting for you to tell me to leave. Shit.
Like, yo, so what you about to get into?
Word. Or when you Yikes. Got that little, what blows my mind, when you got that little booty call and that's all you want is the booty call and they want you to stay, but they lock you in the house and you can't go nowhere. I thought we had a clear understanding that this is what we came to do.
Right.
I don't
right.
want to stay. I want to go.
I didn't sign up for the extra.
I didn't sign up for lunch.
That's not the package I chose.
I didn't sign up for breakfast. I ain't even, right. I didn't select that package. I didn't press that one. I said I wanted this. Matter of fact, I need to speak to your mother. Customer service, what's wrong with you? I need to speak to somebody at customer service. What's your mother number? Because, listen, she ain't something she ain't give you that you want me to say. Like, you know? I didn't sign up for breakfast, lunch, not even dinner. I called you at 3 o'clock in the morning for a reason.
Right.
I didn't want this to keep going into the afternoon. I'm trying to be out by the time the sun come up.
Yo, you remember that video I sent you with the guy Sydney, and he was like, about house girls, like, when a girl asks you when you're gonna take her out.
Oh yeah, Shiggy, when he said you a house yeah. bitch, you a yeah. house bitch. You got a nice personality and everything, but you put out.
Right.
You put out.
I didn't.
But you know what? There's people really like that, though.
Yeah.
There's people really like that. I know people who have, like, home attendants that don't even want to take the home attendants outside into the street because they feel like they want to keep them in the house. I want to keep, you got to keep staying in the house. Your uniform is dirty, we staying in the house. I mean, it'd be Shut like that. Up. I know old ladies that don't even want to take their aides to church. You heard? That's church now. For real.
Crazy. Shut it up. All right, so I think I'm tapped out.
How about when people call you when they need something? Like, they really, really need you. And then tell them that you're going to do it for them, but now they on your ass. You ever had that? Like, you call me like, yo, Miss Judy, I need you to do me a favor. Okay, I'll do it for you or whatever.
That's and then they acting like.
And then
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, okay, and you asking me at the last minute, and now you expect me to hurry up because you wanted to ask me at the last minute. It don't work like that.
Right.
It don't work like that.
Like, don't rush me to do you a favor.
Right.
Like, that's not how favors work. If you want rush, you got to pay for the expedited services. How about that?
Mm-hmm. How about when somebody want to borrow some money from you, they be like, oh, please, you think you got $100? Yeah, I got $100. Can I borrow it? Okay, when you gonna give it back? I'm gonna give it back to you in pieces. No, bitch, the same way I'm giving it to you in whole, I want it back in whole. I don't want no pieces.
Right. Right.
I don't want
exactly.
it back in pieces. I want it back in whole.
Same how your credit works.
Exactly. Because I'm gonna charge you interest. This is the real world. Should my daughter get docked for being late at school, you're gonna be listen, no. No. My daughter's allowance gets docked for being late at school to school. I'm trying to teach her how the real world works. Okay?
Back.
So you wanna borrow $100? I need that $100 back in whole. I don't care you wanna pay me every week $25 you wanna pay. Save that $25 until you have the $100. Or matter of fact, let me do you one better. Sell me something because I ain't gonna be chasing you for my money. I don't care how much it is. I don't care how much it is.
Well, let's get ready to get up out of here. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Miss Judy, where you at?
Miss Judy on Instagram. MissJudy. I'm not on Facebook right now. I can't take it anymore. Judy Pie on Snapchat. I'm back. And here on Sunday at the same time.
Facts. At I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and at I Am Hollywood NY on Snapchat. At Hampton Blue and at Hampton Blue Network. Follow those as well. That's it. We out of here. Next week is Mother's Day. I'm not sure if we'll be here. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Depends how the mother's feeling. Let's get ready to get up out of here, though. Thanks for tuning in. We out. Deuces.
We out.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Travel down the road back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.